The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, May the 10th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled The Inspector. And the time is 8:31 a.m. here in London, and that makes it, 3:31 a.m. on the east coast of America, and just gone 30 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so this title, The Inspector, it relates to a cartoon called The Inspector that many of you may remember being the middle cartoon in the Pink Panther show. I have found all of the cartoons on archive.org, and I'm including a link to that page in the post for this show at achshow.com. And this seems to comprise the now deleted 2016 American Blu-ray release of the entire collection of the Inspector cartoons, which comprised a total of 34 episodes. I actually watched the two bonus features first. They are both 17 minutes each. The first one is it's about how the cartoon got made, but more importantly, how the Warner Brothers cartoons, most famous for things like Bugs Bunny, they became the DePatie Freeling Company, which made the Pink Panther. And from my memory, Warner Brothers, they had too much product. So even though they had, you know, I think they were Looney Tunes, weren't they? You think of all the characters that they had in cartoons. They weren't my favourite. Out of that Looney Tunes stuff, you know, Elmer Fudd, it was sort of the minor characters that could be quite funny, like Elmer Fudd, Foghorn Leghorn, Speedy Gonzales, but, you know, Daffy Duck, you know, Bugs Bunny, that sort of stuff. It didn't do for me like Tom and Jerry, which will always be the standout for me, and Dastardly and Muckley Wacky Races, that sort of thing. But anyway, they had a guy running the cartoon studio called DePatie. I think it might have been Dave DePatie. And Fritz Freeling, many of you will know the name, as he was sort of a very famous cartoonist. And they got together, because Warner Brothers said, look, we don't want this anymore. We don't want to make cartoons anymore. And consequently, they made this company, and they ended up renting the actual building on the Warner Brothers lot where they were making the old Warner Brothers cartoons, because they weren't using it, and they got it for a very cheap amount of money, something like $500 a month, which you talk in the 1960s, obviously quite cheap. The other extra talks about other cartoons that this company did after it went from Warner Brothers to become DePatie Freeling. And these were cartoons like Aardvark and the Ant and the Crane, which I've never watched. And if you've never seen the Inspector cartoon, it's basically a takeoff of Peter Sellers' Inspector Clouseau. And it's got quite a bit of slapstick and things like that in there. And the best entry-level episode is number 20, Le Pig Owl Patrol, which has got a lot happening in 6 minutes, a lot of slapstick humour, etc. Now, I did watch The Pink Panther when I was younger, and I was trying to work out how old I was, and it was funny because I was putting in, I knew it was the late 70s, because it was when my dad was still around, my real father, and I was putting it into Google, and their AI engine was telling me that it didn't go on the BBC until 1985, which I knew was wrong. So AI can't always be relied upon, folks. But I don't know how I stumbled upon it, but the BBC have got all their programme listings for every day, presumably since they started. And after putting in different dates, because you could only just, I was going for sort of October time, because that's when the more popular programmes are put on, not in the summer when everyone's away. They put them on in the winter, don't they? And I knew it was a Saturday. It was always on. It was after the grandstand, which was the afternoon of sport on the BBC. And I finally found a listing for October the 1st, 1977, where you will see the Pink Panther is listed at, was it 5.15, 5.30, something like that. But I'll include the link to that in the post for this show at achshow.com. 5.15, the Pink Panther show. After 5 o'clock, what, Bugs Bunny? 5.10, Bugs Bunny. So that was a 5-minute cartoon. So my memory, I didn't think, went back that far, but I would have been around, I would have been 4 years old in 1977, coming up to five, and at that time. So it's quite a useful tool if you want to go to the top of this page, and you can select your year, your month, and then your date. So some people, I suppose the most obvious thing, might want to look into what BBC One was broadcasting on the day that they were born. But it's a useful tool to have, and I imagine I will be revisiting it in the future. Okay, so that being said, let's see what I have found of interest since in the news since last week's show. There was an organist at a London church who confessed to molesting a 17-year-old music student after, you know, getting him drunk on alcohol, whatever, gin and wine, it says. And, of course, he didn't go to prison because, you know, you need to keep these prison spaces available for people who say things that the government don't like or who the people that control the government don't like. It's amazing to me. But, yeah, and it made me think as well because there doesn't seem to be a lot of care for children these days or anything like any, you know, when I was growing up, you had to defend the children. So crimes like this, it would be a crime anyway to, you know, you have things like date rape, don't you? So to actually get somebody intoxicated so you can, you know, have sex with them or what have you, that's an offence. So the fact that this person was a child at the time makes it, would always make it more aggravated because they were a child. But now it's, I mean, it reminds me, you think about the abortion clinics, for example, the people prosecuted for protesting against children being killed in the abortion clinics. It's, you know, they'll say, well, it's still a living baby. It's a living and moving and what have you. But for protesting it, you will get prosecuted in this country. And it reminds me of the Leonard Cohen song, The Future. There's a line in it that says, destroy another fetus now, we don't like children anyhow. Well, the courts certainly, the way that they have historically gone out of their way to give harsher sentences to offences that were made on children, it now seems to be the other way. People who protest the murder of toddlers go to prison, for example. So there you go. Okay, Oddity Central, rather. I was going to say Occidental Observer. That was an old website, wasn't it? Oddity Central.com. Still worth looking at that website. An English guy bought his own car after having it stolen a few weeks before, wanted an identical one. They'd, you know, sanded off the identity plate and stuff like that, and he finally realised that it was his own. That's up there. And then there was another guy, again in the UK, who was not an arsonist, but he was obsessed with firefighters. He tried to become a firefighter himself and hadn't got in. And so he set fire to his own home, just to meet firefighters. And he was disappointed when they left, so he set fire to it again. And the firefighters sort of twigged that, you know, this guy's doing it himself. So went to court. He didn't go to prison, but, you know, because they weren't classifying it as arson. It was a mental problem that he's apparently having help for, this desire to associate with firefighters. There you go. And then the headline that there was a luxury cruise ship murder. It was on an MSC cruise, and that was the very first cruise I went on, the MSC Melody. And when I saw the headline, it reminded me of what could be an Agatha Christie novel, but apparently it set sail from the UK and then immediately turned back. There's been protests in Ireland over big anti-migrant marches. For the Irish government, they're saying they're inviting the whole world into Ireland. We've got a Labour MP coming out and calling the Reform Party's plans on banning Ukrainian flags from flying on their town councils that they won. Apparently it's sickening. Oh, it's sickening. I thought this was the UK. Why are we flying the Ukrainian flag? It really amazes me, these people out there, that, you know, when this whole thing set up and people were putting Ukrainian flags on there, you know, because they're being assaulted. Well, I wonder if the same sympathy goes to people who put flags from Gaza on things about people being killed over there. I don't hear the same thing, do you? But why would that be sickening for not wanting to fly Ukrainian flag? There's a lot more to this Ukrainian-Russian thing than meets the eye. And funnily enough, I was reading the comments in an article where people were calling Keir Starmer unpatriotic. And one of the comments, I kid you not, it literally said, Keir Starmer's not unpatriotic, he flies the Ukrainian flag. And that's not saying he's Ukrainian, but basically, as I said, there's this group that is desperate to have this thing keep going for some reason. And I'll just leave that to you to identify who you think that could be. Lecturer was sacked after calling a student a troublesome trans kid. And he said that universities are like care homes for the disabled. Unsurprisingly, Weight Watchers in the US has filed for bankruptcy because people are turning to weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro, which I've reported on the dangers that have been reported on this show. But again, it just goes to show how people are. They don't want to make any effort. With Weight Watchers, you have to make effort. If you can take a magic pill that will do it all for you, then they'll do that. That's the state of people today. And then finally, the UK Parliament has scrapped its own electric vehicle chargers in Parliament Square due to health and safety, which I thought was quite amusing because, again, this is something that I've been following, all these electric vehicles catching fire. So, again, it's good for you, but not for us. That's kind of what we always seem to get the message from, not just the British government, but I think many of you around the world get from your own governments. Okay, so let's move on to see what's going on right now. Associated Press, top story. This India-Pakistan conflict keeps going on. So, I got bored with that as soon as it started, to be honest. But let's scroll down to, go to BBC News. Look at their most read, top 10, number 10, Magic Spells, Innuendo and Riddles, your guide to all 37 Eurovision songs. I used to dread Eurovision because my mother would watch it religiously and I'd have to sit through it when I was younger, all these awful people that doing these awful songs. Number 9, Indiana Jones in Glasgow, the US films you never knew were shot in the UK. Yeah, quite a lot of, not necessarily whole films, but sections. I believe some of the Batman films were shot in Croydon. The recent Christopher Nolan ones that I wouldn't watch because I don't like his directing style. Number 8, MAGA says Pope Leo may be American, but he's not America first. Number 7, what's likely to be in Labour's immigration crackdown? Number 6, how Sycamore Gap fellas went from friends to foes. Well, this is a very famous tree in the UK that some idiots decided to cut down. And they've gone on trial for criminal damage. They've been found guilty, and I think that they can get anywhere between 5 to 10 years. But I'd be surprised if they would get a custodial sentence. But you never know. due to the level of outrage it has reached the British public, they might, you know, a sort of marquee sentence for these people to say, you know, we don't just put people who say things on social media in jail anymore. Number five, caught red-handed policing the men buying sex. Number four, police investigate alleged attack on prison officer by Southport killer. That goes back to the person who killed those three toddlers last year and injured several other people. Number three, Trump open to easing China tariffs and Navy chief steps back. That's what the papers say story. Number two, Navy chief removed from duties for investigation. Well, head of our Navy apparently having an affair. Oh, what a surprise. I mean, these people in senior positions these days, it's just amazing to me. Is sex the only thing that motivates people these days? They seem to go to any lengths to stick whatever into something. It's just amazing to me that this is like the be-all and end-all for these people. Number one, tips from first-time buyers. We bought a £320,000 home, aged 26. Let's have a look at the Daily Mail. See what's going on over there. Top story is about this sycamore gap tree, which doesn't surprise me. Independent News Time, RT.com. Putin doing whatever possible for Ukraine peace. That's the Kremlin. Well, I don't believe that at all. I think that this conflict is similar to the Battle of the Somme. It's aiming for a high casualty rate on either side. Rents.com, go over here. There's an article about Pope Francis, a questionable American priest is the successor of Pope Francis. That is the top story. So you can have a look at that if you feel so inclined. HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Top story is all about India and Pakistan again. What's going on over there? Pakistan is now launching offensive strikes against India. Before that, India fires 6 ballistic missiles at Pakistan. Obviously, the concern is that these are both nuclear powers, and so something that we should be very concerned about. But it's that age-old thing that it's over the other side of the world and people kind of don't really look at it. EarthNewspaper.com. There's an interview with George Galloway at the top called The Last Waltz, Armageddon Overload. And let's finish off with the Before It's News Top 10. So here we have, just scrolling down, number 10. Well, 3 hours ago, 97 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, global military alliance deployed across the world to protect public while bringing in reset. Be prepared, be safe, EBS alerts. Number 9, went up 8 hours ago, 103 people viewing. SG Anon Intel, Trump quietly signs Gazara, major wealth shift ahead, 2025. Number 8, went up 5 hours ago, 109 people viewing. New X22 report, May the 9th. Trump shares disturbing message, it only gets more shocking, 2025. Number 7, went up 5 hours ago, 115 people viewing. WTPN situation update, Trump's executive orders, Gitmo update, Trump's global military. Number 6, went up 8 hours ago, 150 people viewing. Warning, deep state agenda is much worse than you think. What happens next? Number 5 went up 4 hours ago, 182 people viewing. New X22 financial, Trump thinking 5 steps ahead, remove pawns before it's time to end the endless. Number 4 went up 10 hours ago, 199 people viewing. They are chipping humanity. Number 3 went up 9 hours ago, 312 people viewing. David Icke on Savile, Princess Diana and Madeleine McCann. Number 2 went up 11 hours ago, 366 people viewing. New Dr. Jim Willie, chemtrail battle, cancer doctors, underground war. And number 1 went up 11 hours ago, 416 people viewing. Trump pleased as Kash Patel shell shares bombshell update. So, there you go. I want to thank all of you for joining me today, Saturday, May the 10th, 2025, for I'm Talking to You, episode 226, The Inspector. Traditional Christian message tomorrow, no Peter this week, so I'll be back with you again next Saturday, and until then, folks, thank you for listening, have a wonderful week, and bye for now.